Of a new day on BBC Radio 4. It's 5:20 on Sunday, the 27th of October. Good morning from Broadcasting House in London, from me, Alan Smith, and our studio manager, Peter Wise. Matt Taylor will join us in a minute with a shipping bulletin, and then it's the news, weather, papers and sport in News Briefing at 5:30. Bells on Sunday comes from Carmarthenshire just before 6:15, and straight after that, Peter White will be here with this week's edition of In Touch. But first, there's an unspeakable new comedy starting this week.
Do you ever reach for a word only to discover it doesn't exist?
The word is solemnious.
On Unspeakable, we're putting that right with our panel's new verbal inventions.
The feeling when you go on holiday, but it's hotter at home.
We'll find some underused terms that have already been invented.
I offer you a titamatorta.
And some that probably shouldn't have been.
Let's park that word. I haven't used it since I was 4, at which point my dear mother taught me to swear properly.
Unspeakable, with me, Phil Wang.
And me, Susie Dent. The word is wangy.
Yes, I've always thought the definition of wangy was intelligent and suave.
This Thursday night, 6:30 comedy on BBC Sounds and Radio 4.
Now let's cross to the BBC Weather Centre and Matt.
Thank you very much, Alan. Good morning. Well, we'll start your Sunday morning out over the open waters with a shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Sunday, the 27th of October. There are warnings of gales in Hebrides, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at midnight. New low expected Bailey, 1006 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, south at Cira. Westerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. West backing southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in Cromarty. Mainly fair, then occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Fisher, German Bite. West or northwest backing southwest later 4 to 6. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames. West or northwest, backing southwest, 4 to 6. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable becoming southwest later, 2 to 4. Occasionally 5 later. Occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. Biscay, north or northeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery in south. Good, occasionally poor in south. Fitzroy. Northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in far south, becoming variable 2 to 4 in north. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 4 to 6. Fair, then occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea. Westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, backing southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later for a time in west. Fair, then occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon. Southwest veering west later 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4 later in far north. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Malin, west or southwest 4 to 6, backing south 5 to 7 for a time. Fair, then occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. West or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, except in Bailey, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then variable 2 to 4 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 4 to 6, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tarry Automatic. West by south 2, recent rain 9 miles, 1014, now falling. Stornoway. West southwest 3, recent rain 6 miles, 1010, now falling. Lerwick. West by south 6, recent precipitation 11 miles, 1003, rising slowly. Lucas, southwest by west 3, 16 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Bridlington, northwest by west 3, 1016, rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. northwest 4, 5 miles, 1018. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1018. Jersey, north-northwest 3, 9 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west 3, 1019. Scilly Automatic, north by east 4, recent drizzle 11 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Valentia, east 1, 15 miles, 1021, now rising. Ronald's Way, southwest 1, 12 miles, 1018, rising slowly. And Malinhead, southwest 4, 6 miles, 1016, now falling. And that brings me to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500. The general situation: high pressure builds from the west across the south of the United Kingdom, bringing light winds and fair conditions here at first, with a brisk showery flow further north. Through Sunday, cloud and rain pushes eastwards across the United Kingdom as low pressure develops to the west of Scotland. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly, backing southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, backing southerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, squally in north, and occasional rain, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4 later, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West backing southwest 4 or 5, backing south 5 or 6 for a time later. Fair, then occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northwest backing southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, then occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Then, southwesterly 4 or 5 later, occasionally 6 later in north. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northerly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Then, southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. North 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then west or southwest 3 to 5 later, mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North 2 to 4, then becoming variable 3 or less, then west or southwest 4 or 5 later, occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. North 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, west or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Galloway. Northerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, backing southwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in north, perhaps gale 8 later in far north. Fair, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or northwest 3 to 5, backing southwest 5 to 7. Fair, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. West 3 or 4, backing and increasing south or southwest 6 or 7, decreasing southwest 4 or 5 later. Fair, then rain or drizzle developing, heavy for a time, good, falling moderate or poor in rain or drizzle. Loch Fall to Carlingford Loch. West 4 or 5, backing south or southwest 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Fair, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southwesterly 4 or 5, backing southerly 5 to 7 for a time. Fair, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West 4 or 5, backing south or southwest 5 to 7, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Fair then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West or southwest, backing south 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Showers, then occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles. westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in west, veering northerly or northeasterly 4 or 5 later. Squally showers becoming mainly fair later, moderate or good. And that's your shipping bulletin. Alan.
Thank you, Matt. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Sunday, the 27th of October. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. The Chancellor has promised to deliver a budget for the strivers that will ensure working people are better off. Israel has rejected suggestions that it avoided striking Iran's oil and gas infrastructure because of pressure from the US. And in sports, there will be clash of the Premier League heavyweights later, with Liverpool hoping to go top of the table. The Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, says she will deliver a budget for the strivers this week. Writing in The Sun on Sunday, Ms Reeves says she will take an iron grip on the country's finances, but ensure Britain's working people are better off. The Conservatives say the budget is shaping up to be a nightmare for the British public. Our political correspondent Harry Farley reports.
Rachel Reeves is blunt. Not everything is going to be easy, she writes. The Chancellor is preparing to raise the amount businesses pay in employer national insurance contributions. That's despite allegations from Conservatives it breaks Labour's manifesto promise not to increase taxes on working people. Ms Reeves denies that, saying it will be a budget for the strivers, and insists her decisions on tax will be tough but fair. Ms Reeves is also expected to change how debt is measured to allow more borrowing for infrastructure projects. There are warnings that could keep interest rates higher and mortgages more expensive.
The Chancellor has pledged to spend £1.4 billion on rebuilding 50 schools in the coming year in England. Officials say the money would ensure the continuation of a rebuilding programme announced in 2020, which aims to restore about 500 schools in a decade. The General Secretary of the National Association of Head Teachers, Paul Whiteman, says the government needs to go further.
The money announced today will only take the 10-year rebuilding programme back on track. It had fallen behind under the last administration. So that gets us back on track. That's good news. But the last DfE funding survey or rebuilding survey suggested that we'd need another £11.4 billion invested to catch up with the maintenance of schools. So we need to see longer term real investments.
The government is to provide extra support to military families so they're not affected when a VAT is added to private school fees from January. The money will be provided through an existing allowance for armed forces families who send their children to boarding school because they move so often. Israel says the targets of its airstrikes on Iran were chosen according to its national interests after there were suggestions it avoided oil and gas facilities due to US pressure. The attack on Friday night was in response to an Iranian missile bombardment earlier this month. Our diplomatic correspondent Paul Adams says if Iran wants to strike Israel again, it has limited options.
Are we going to see another massive barrage with the